Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 18. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Und wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Ach Marc, ich bin heute total gut drauf.
Du bist gut drauf?
Ja, in a very good mood.
That is a completely new expression for me, so that we've learned something immediately as we start this episode. So how do you spell that?
Gut, yeah. Ja, G-U-T, yeah. Und dann drauf, D-R-A-U-F. It's very colloquial.
Okay, so is there also a word darauf?
Yes, which means on top of it.
Okay, but this is a kind of shortened version of that.
I think so, yes.
Okay, so you can just say, ich bin gut drauf.
Ja, genau.
Ich bin gut drauf. Und ich habe eine Frage, warum bist du gut drauf?
Ah, ich bin gut drauf, weil ich sehr gut gefrühstückt habe.
Ah, one of our lovely excuses from last episode. Weil du sehr gut gefrühstückt habe.
Hast, ja, super.
Because you had a very good breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Also, was hast du gefrühstückt?
Ich habe eine heiße Schokolade getrunken.
Ja.
Und ich habe einen Plunder gegessen.
Einen Plunder?
Das ist ein Danish pastry.
Danish pastry, ah, delightful. Einen Plunder. And is that a Swiss word?
It might be.
Okay. We might better check that one out. We are, of course, back with another episode of Coffee Break German. And in this episode, we are going to be looking at a group of verbs that we've mentioned from time to time. And these are verbs that don't have, or at least they don't use, really, their perfect tense. Is that correct?
Yes, it's our old friends haben and sein.
Okay.
They're very special. So they're special also in this case, and they don't use the perfect. There is a perfect form, but we don't use it.
So ultimately, what we're doing today is comparing the past with the present using haben and sein.
And also some verbs in the perfect.
Okay. Now we'll also be doing some comparisons between the present and the past with our friend Julia, our cultural correspondent, but more about that a little later. Also, Andrea, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's.
So, Marc, was hast du letzte Woche gemacht?
Also, letzte Woche, I think I can say, war ich in Amerika.
Ja, genau.
Okay, so war ich, that's sein, isn't it?
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay, but I'm going to go on and tell you a little bit why I was in America. Mm-hmm. Also, ich war in Amerika, ich bin nach Amerika geflogen. Für eine Konferenz und ich war in San Diego.
Super.
Und es war toll, sehr schön. Ich habe San Diego gesehen und ich habe die, I don't know how to say, sea lions.
Seelöwen.
Also ich habe die Seelöwen in La Jolla fotografiert.
Ah, toll, super.
Ja. Sie waren sehr schön, aber I don't know how to say this, but they were quite smelly.
Ah, sie haben gestunken.
I like it. Sie haben gestunken.
Ja, von stinken.
Stinken. I like that word. Okay. So, yeah, that was my week last week. It was quite an interesting week.
Sehr gut. So, you've used war, also ich war in Amerika.
Ja.
And that is obviously of the verb sein.
Yes.
And in the preteritum, so that's another past tense, because we're not using it in the perfect. Should we conjugate this
quickly? I think that sounds like a good idea. Let's conjugate sein in the preteritum.
Also, ich war.
That's I was. Ich war. You were.
Du warst.
Du warst. Then he, she, or it was.
Er, sie, es war.
Er, sie, es war. And then we were.
Wir waren.
Wir waren. Then you all were.
Ihr wart.
Ihr wart. And finally they were.
Sie waren.
Sie waren, and of course that would be the same for the formal version. Sie
genau.
Waren. Okay, ich war, du warst, er, sie, es war, wir waren, ihr wart, sie waren.
Super, sehr gut.
So that's sein in the Präteritum. What about haben? Let's do haben as well here.
Ja, also I had, ich hatte.
Ich hatte, you had.
Du hattest.
Du hattest, then he, she or it had.
Er, sie, es hatte.
Er, sie, es hatte. Then we had.
Wir hatten.
Wir hatten. And you, plural, had.
Ihr hattet.
Ihr hattet. And then finally, they had.
Sie hatten.
Sie hatten. Okay, so to talk about the past, so far we've really talked just about the recent past. For example, you mentioned last week. What did I do last week or yesterday or at the weekend? What about further back in time?
Yeah, so if we know the specific time frame, so for example, a year ago, we would say vor einem Jahr.
Vor einem Jahr. So that's a little bit tricky because the four sounds a little bit like four in English, of course. We may think about that as the future. You know, I'm here for 2 weeks or something like that. But four, V-O-R, mm-hmm. is talking about in the past.
Yes, it's four really is more comparable with before.
Before, mm-hmm. yeah. Or ago, could we translate
yes,
it as ago?
Yes.
So, vor einem Jahr, 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that obviously works for any time frame. So, vor 10 Jahren oder vor 100 Jahren oder auch vor 3000 Jahren.
Okay, so we've got vor einem Jahr, mm-hmm. vor 10 Jahren, vor 100 Jahren and vor 1000 oder 3000 Jahren.
Genau.
Okay. What if we don't know exactly the date, if we're just talking about in the past?
Ah, we have two ways to say that. We could say früher.
Is that like earlier?
Yes.
Okay,
but it means in the past.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the literal translation of in the past, in der Vergangenheit.
Now, the gangen, that sounds like ich bin gegangen. So is the time that's gone past.
The time that has gone,
gone,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. In der Vergangenheit. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
In der Vergangenheit. Okay, and that could presumably be any time in the past.
Yes,
whether it's
it could be 1 year ago, but it could also be 5,000 years ago.
Okay. I suppose it becomes clearer from the context, really.
Exactly.
Can you give us an example?
Ja, zum Beispiel. Früher hat der Fernseher nur ein schwarz-weiß Bild gezeigt.
Okay, so you're talking about the television having a black and white picture.
Yes.
Okay, what's the exact translation of that sentence?
So in the past,
yeah.
the television only showed a black and white picture.
So the verb there was gezeigt.
Ja, zeigen.
Zeigen, to show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the television only showed a black and white picture in the past, früher. And also, just to remind us here, you started with früher.
Mm-hmm.
So the next element there has to be the verb, in this case, the auxiliary verb.
Exactly. So we're going back to our Verbklammer, mm-hmm. which we have discussed many times. And we start with früher, the adverb, and then the first verb, hat,
mm-hmm.
and then everything in the middle.
Yep.
And then the end, we have gezeigt,
okay.
the second part so of our verbal expression.
They form the brackets, or they form
exactly.
the pieces of bread in our sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so that was something in the past. Mm-hmm. We know it was in the 20th century because we're talking about a television and
yes,
so on.
Yes, we know it was not 3,000 years ago.
Okay, so, but there, could we have said in der Vergangenheit?
Yes, I have an example with Vergangenheit.
Okay.
Yeah. In der Vergangenheit hatte niemand ein Handy.
In the good old days, eh? Well, they're quite useful from time to time, I guess. So in the past, no one had a mobile phone.
Genau.
And there you're using hatte because we are using the verb haben.
Genau.
In the previous example,
we used the perfect, hat gezeigt. And in this example, we used the preteritum because we used the verb haben.
Okay, so the only reason we're using the preteritum there is because it's haben.
Genau.
It's nothing to do with the recent or
no.
further past.
No, no, no.
Okay.
The preteritum and the perfect, they serve the same function. It's just a matter of style.
Of style. And so we only use then the preteritum with hatten and sein. Could mm-hmm. you give us an example with sein?
Ja. Früher war alles besser.
Oh, earlier everything was better.
Yes, that's something my grandmother would say.
Früher war alles besser. And we can equally say in der Vergangenheit war alles besser.
Genau.
Starting with the adverb, then comes the verb. And if we've got a verb klammer, the final verb comes at the end.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay, it all seems to make sense. We mentioned in der Vergangenheit, in the past. What about if we could talk about, for example, last century, in the 20th century?
Ja, im 20. Jahrhundert.
So the word for century is
Jahrhundert.
Year 100.
Yes.
Jahrhundert, okay. So you said im 20. Jahrhundert.
Yes, it's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? Because it's ordinal numbers in a dative.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, I see, because it's im, in, dem.
Yes.
Yeah. Im 20. Oh, I can't say that. 20. Jahrhundert.
Exactly. So we have, with the ordinal numbers from 1 to 19, we just add T-E-N at
okay.
the end. So for example, if it's the 19th century,
yeah.
it's im 19. Jahrhundert.
Im 19. Jahrhundert.
Yes. And as soon as we go into the 20s, it's then S-T-E-N after the normal number. So im 20. Jahrhundert.
Im 20. Jahrhundert.
Mm-hmm.
Im 21. Jahrhundert.
Sehr
in the 21st
gut. Super.
Century.
Yeah.
So taking it back, im 12. Jahrhundert.
Ja, genau, sehr gut.
The 12th century. Okay, and do you use in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and so on?
Ja, natürlich. In den 50ern, in den 60ern, in den 70ern und so weiter.
You've got the number and then you just add in, is it E-R-N?
Ja, genau.
Ern. So in den 50ern?
Ja.
In den 60ern? Oder in den 20ern?
Ja, genau. Indeed. And these relate to the 20th century.
Right.
So we're talking about the 1950s, 1960s, etc.
Ah, okay.
If we were talking about another century, so for example the 19th century, we would have to say in den 1820s, in den 1830s.
I understand. Hopefully we wouldn't need to say too much about this unless we're giving some kind of complex explanation
exactly.
of historical events.
Normally we talk about the 20th century because this is closest to
yeah.
to us living on the planet right now.
Indeed, although it's always good to recognize these things, particularly in spoken
mm-hmm.
or for example, supposing we were perhaps at a museum or at a,
genau.
At a if we were visiting a historical site, we may see in the Stone Age, for example.
Ah, in der Steinzeit.
In der Steinzeit, so the stone time.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the Middle Ages?
Im Mittelalter.
Im Mittelalter. So I guess if we are traveling in a German-speaking place, then these are the kind of things that we may see if we're visiting different sites.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay, let's have some more examples of these.
Mm-hmm. In den 50ern gab es kein Internet. Can you translate this?
Okay, I think what you're saying is in the 50s there was no internet.
Genau.
But that is not a perfect tense there. What's going on here?
Yeah. You remember es gibt?
Es there gibt, is. There is, yeah.
This is also not changed into the perfect tense when we speak about it in the past.
Okay.
So we would use the preteritum, right, which is es gab.
Es gab. Okay. Yeah. So that's an addition to our sein and haben then.
Yes,
for the preteritum.
Of course. And then, of course, because we start with in den 50ern, mm-hmm, we invert es und gab.
So okay.
In den 50ern gab es kein Internet.
In den 50ern gab es kein Internet. Okay. Could I try saying something with one of the other phrases you gave us? I'll use gab es again. Mm-hmm. Im Mittelalter gab es keine Autos?
Sehr gut, super.
So there were no cars in the Middle Ages.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay. I think before we go any further, we should take a short break just to give us some time to process all of this rather complex language.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Willkommen zurück. Welcome back. This is, of course, lesson 18 in our course, and we're looking at how to talk about the past using these sein and haben and indeed es gab in the preteritum. So I have been wondering, Andrea, how would we talk about when I was a child?
Yeah. Also we need a subordinate clause for this, and we use als for when.
Can we not use wann?
Wann is only used for questions. For example, wann fährt der Zug?
Okay.
Wann beginnt die Deutschstunde? Oder wann kommst du?
Right. So that's the when you're asking when does something begin, mm-hmm, when does the train leave and so on. So we have to use this different word. What was the word?
Als.
Als. So when I was young, als ich war jung.
Careful, subordinate clause with verb at the end.
Als ich jung war.
Super.
Okay, als ich jung war, gab es kein Internet.
Ja, genau, okay. Super.
Es gab Autos.
Ja.
I'm not that old. Okay, so als ich jung war, oder vielleicht als ich 20 Jahre alt war.
Mhm.
Oder can we just say, als ich 20 war?
Ja, genau. Als ich 20 war or als ich 20 Jahre alt war, they're both correct.
Okay, perfect. There's something else that's kind of coming to my mind. We've talked about wann and we've talked about als, but there's another word, wenn.
Ja, genau.
To me sounds a little like when, obviously.
Yeah, when we use when, we talk about things that happen either in the present, so regularly, or in the future. I'll give you an example for something happening regularly. Wenn ich Hunger habe, esse ich etwas.
So there, when I'm hungry, I eat something, but you could also translate it as if. If I'm hungry, I'll eat something.
Yeah, genau. It's also used as if.
If, okay.
We don't have another if.
Right.
For us, when and if are the same thing.
Okay. I suppose when in the sense of, well, in my head, when kind of indicates a time rather than this concept of the result of what it is that I'm going to do. When I'm hungry, I'm going to eat.
It's for us, it's a time, but it's also a possibility.
A possibility. Okay. So, wenn ich Hunger habe, esse ich etwas. Mm-hmm. Okay, can we have another couple of examples with then?
Yes. For example, when we talk about a plan in the future, wenn mein Studium fertig ist, will ich verreisen.
Would that mean when I'm finished my studies, I'm going to travel?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to travel, will. I mm-hmm. want to travel. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Genau, genau. And then I have a third example, which would talk about a possibility. Wenn es morgen regnet, gehe ich nicht aus.
So if it's raining tomorrow, I'm not going out.
Yeah, so there you have your if sentence.
So you can't use wenn with the past at all?
There is a way to use wenn in the past, and it's when we talk about something that happened regularly. For example, immer wenn ich Hunger hatte, habe ich etwas gegessen.
Right, so always when I was hungry, I ate something.
Yes, whenever.
Whenever, okay. Yeah. Immer wenn ich Hunger hatte, habe ich etwas gegessen.
Genau, super.
Right, so whenever I was hungry, I ate something.
Yes, but if you were hungry only once, then it would be als.
Als ich Hunger hatte. Habe ich etwas gegessen. That makes sense. Okay, before we turn our attention to Julia, let's do some further practice of this, Andrea.
Genau, I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
Mark, hattest du vor 20 Jahren lange Haare?
nein, ich hatte nie lange Haare.
Ah, I already had this picture in my head.
No, I'm afraid I didn't have long hair back in the 80s or anything like that. No, actually, 20 years ago is not the 80s now, but anyway, let's not go there.
Good, next question. Hast du immer deine Hausaufgaben gemacht, als du ein Kind warst?
Ja, ich habe immer meine Hausaufgaben gemacht, weil ich ein gutes Kind war?
Ah, weil du ein Streber warst.
Was ist ein Streber?
Ein Streber is a pupil that is always very good at school and works hard and sits in the front row
All
and
right,
does
a
their
teacher's
homework.
Pet.
Yes.
Does it have a negative connotation?
A little bit,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll just stick with gutes Kind. Okay.
So, the next question. Wie alt warst du, als du ein Handy gekauft hast?
Wow. Ich war vielleicht 25, als ich ein Handy gekauft habe. Aber mein Sohn war vielleicht 9.
Oh, wow.
Als ich habe ihm ein Handy gekauft.
Als ich ihm ein Handy gekauft habe.
I knew that it was going to be complicated. So, als ich ihm ein Handy gekauft habe.
Genau.
Wow. Okay.
Super. Now a more general question. Gab es im 17. Jahrhundert Waschmaschinen?
Also im 17. Jahrhundert gab es keine Waschmaschinen.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
So there were no washing machines in the 1700s.
Genau, super.
In the 17th century.
17th century, yeah.
So the 1600s.
1600,
yeah, so we need to be
yes.
careful with that.
Yes, 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 careful.
Okay. It's now time for a cultural correspondence segment with a difference. Before we finish, we're going to do something a little bit different. Normally, we would hand over to Julia to hear a little cultural correspondence section. But this time, I'm actually sitting here with Julia in Germany. We are doing some recordings today. And heute machen wir etwas anders.
Ja, genau, Marc.
Wie geht's dir, Julia?
Mir geht's gut, Marc. Und dir?
Ja, sehr, sehr froh, hier zu sein.
Und ich bin froh, dich zu sehen.
Danke. Now, we're doing something a little bit different today. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Ich werde über deutsche Geschichte sprechen.
Also, deutsche Geschichte, that's German history?
Ja.
So you're going to be speaking about German history auf Deutsch?
Ja, heute spreche ich auf Deutsch.
So Julia is going to tell us some aspects about German history. We're looking at comparing the past and the present. So we're going to be hearing things like als and perhaps früher and maybe even an in der Vergangenheit.
Well, we'll see.
Also los geht's.
Früher, von 1949 bis 1990, war Deutschland ein geteiltes Land. Es war geteilt in Westdeutschland und Ostdeutschland. Westdeutschland nannte man BRD, Bundesrepublik Deutschland, und Ostdeutschland hieß DDR, Deutsche Demokratische Republik. Es gab eine Grenze in der Mitte Deutschlands und eine Mauer um West-Berlin.
Okay, so far. Now, there are a few verbs in there that I guess are preteritum.
Yes.
Okay. You began with some dates. So can you give us the dates again?
Okay. 1949 bis 1990.
So that's 1949 until 1990.
Yes, it is.
And you described Germany as ein...
geteiltes Land.
Geteiltes, separated.
Yes, it is. Okay. Or it was.
So earlier in the past, Germany was a separated land, a country. And then I think you said it was separated into West Germany and East Germany.
Mm-hmm. Ja, genau. Es war geteilt in Westdeutschland und Ostdeutschland.
Okay, then I think you gave us the names for each of those parts.
Yes. So, Westdeutschland nannte man BRD.
So, nannte man. What's nannte from?
Yeah, it was called.
Okay, what's the verb there?
Nennen.
Nennen. Okay, so that's your preteritum of nennen.
Yeah,
nannte
it was man. It was called or it was named.
It was named.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said BRD, which stood for?
Bundesrepublik Deutschland. By the way, this is also the name we use nowadays for the whole of Germany.
Okay, and Bundesrepublik means?
Federal Republic.
Okay, so now you also mentioned the name for East Germany.
Yeah, and that was in English, as you know, GDR. The German word is DDR. Deutsche Demokratische Republik.
So the German Democratic Republic.
Yes.
Now, then you use that es gab, there was,
mm-hmm.
from es gibt, but in the past it becomes es gab.
Es gab.
And you mentioned eine Grenze, which is a border.
Mm-hmm.
And you said in...
in der Mitte Deutschlands.
So isn't that in the middle of Germany?
In the middle of Germany, of course, northeastern part of Germany, but yeah, going through the middle of Germany... und eine Mauer um West-Berlin.
That's a wall, eine Mauer. What's the part?
Around.
Around, okay. Eine Mauer West-Berlin.
Yes.
Okay, understood everything so far. Let's go on to the next section of this.
In der Vergangenheit war das Leben in den beiden Teilen sehr unterschiedlich. Zum Beispiel, in Westdeutschland waren sehr viele Frauen Hausfrauen und nur die Männer gingen arbeiten. In Ostdeutschland haben fast alle Frauen gearbeitet. In der DDR gab es wenig Arbeitslosigkeit.
Okay,
yeah.
Some tricky stuff in there. You began by saying in der Vergangenheit, one of my phrases I like, so in the past, war das Leben...
in beiden Teilen sehr unterschiedlich.
So is unterschiedlich different?
Yes, it is.
So in the past, life in both parts of Germany was very different?
Yes.
Okay. So then you gave an example. You said zum Beispiel.
In Westdeutschland waren sehr viele Frauen Hausfrauen.
So Hausfrauen would be a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
So in West Germany, many women were housewives.
Yes, they were. Und nur die Männer gingen arbeiten.
Oh, now you've got gingen there. That's from gehen. So they went.
Went working.
Past. Went to work.
Or
okay,
went
so
to work, yeah.
Only the men went to work.
Yes.
Okay, what happened in East Germany then?
In Ostdeutschland haben fast alle Frauen gearbeitet.
So there you've got a perfect tense. Sie haben gearbeitet. They worked or they have worked. And I think you said fast alle Frauen.
Ja, nur fast. So almost all women, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Almost all women worked then in East Germany.
Yeah. In der DDR gab es wenig Arbeitslosigkeit.
Okay, I'm going to guess here. Arbeitslosigkeit, would that be unemployment?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so a positive aspect there, that there was very little unemployment.
Ja, aber es war ein diktatorisches System und das Leben war schwer für viele Menschen.
Okay, so you're saying it was a dictatorial system?
Mm, yes, it was.
And then you said das Leben war schwer?
Schwer für viele Menschen.
So life was hard for lots of people, for many people.
Yes, definitely, yeah. Just think about the Stasi, the Secret Service, yeah. And I have some other examples for you as well.
Okay.
Die Menschen in Ostdeutschland durften zum Beispiel nicht nach Westdeutschland oder in die westliche Welt reisen. Es gab keine Meinungsfreiheit.
Okay, let's talk about that section there. You said die Menschen, people.
Yes.
In Ostdeutschland durften nicht nach Westdeutschland reisen. I think there were some other things in there.
Yes,
but
yes.
Durften, they were not, they didn't have permission to, they weren't able to.
Yes, or were not allowed to. Yeah, that comes from dürfen.
Mm-hmm. So they were not allowed to travel to West Germany oder...
Oder in die westliche Welt.
Actually. In the Western world.
Yeah, altogether.
Then you also give another example. You said, es gab keine...
Meinungsfreiheit.
Okay, I'm going to try and work this out because I know what Freiheit is, that's freedom. But Meinung, I think we say meiner Meinung nach and then give your opinion. So is that opinion freedom?
Yes, it is. Of
freedom
course
of
you
speech.
Say, yes, freedom you say of freedom speech. Of speech.
So es gab keine Meinungsfreiheit. Okay. And Julia, I know that you were born in the GDR.
Yes, ich bin in der DDR geboren. Als ich 6 Jahre alt war, fiel die Mauer. Seit 1990 ist Deutschland wieder ein Land. Heute können die Menschen reisen, wohin sie wollen, und es gibt Meinungsfreiheit.
Okay, so when you were 6, the wall fell.
Yes.
Can you give us that verb again?
It comes from fallen.
Uh-huh.
And this in the Präteritum it is fiel. Die Mauer fiel.
Die Mauer fiel. Okay, so fiel die Mauer. And then you said since 1990, Germany is once again one country.
Reunited, yes.
Reunited. And then you said what people today can do. Let's hear it again.
Heute können die Menschen reisen, wohin sie wollen. Und es gibt Meinungsfreiheit.
So people can travel wherever they want. And there is freedom of speech.
Yes, there is.
Sehr gut. Right, Julia, what I would like you to do now is read the whole of this text again in German at quite a regular speaking speed and we'll see how much we understand.
Früher, von 1949 bis 1990, war Deutschland ein geteiltes Land. Es war geteilt in Westdeutschland und Ostdeutschland. Westdeutschland nannte man BRD, Bundesrepublik Deutschland, und Ostdeutschland hieß DDR. Deutsche Demokratische Republik. Es gab eine Grenze in der Mitte Deutschlands und eine Mauer um West-Berlin. In der Vergangenheit war das Leben in den beiden Teilen sehr unterschiedlich. Zum Beispiel in Westdeutschland waren sehr viele Frauen Hausfrauen und nur die Männer gingen arbeiten. In Ostdeutschland haben fast alle Frauen gearbeitet. In der DDR gab es wenig Arbeitslosigkeit. Aber es war ein diktatorisches System und das Leben war schwer für viele Menschen. Die Menschen in Ostdeutschland durften zum Beispiel nicht nach Westdeutschland oder in die westliche Welt reisen. Es gab keine Meinungsfreiheit. Ich bin in der DDR geboren. Als ich 6 Jahre alt war, fiel die Mauer. Seit 1990 ist Deutschland wieder ein Land. Heute können die Menschen reisen, wohin sie wollen. Und es gibt Meinungsfreiheit.
Also vielen Dank, Julia. Das war sehr interessant.
Ja, es hat mir viel Spaß gemacht.
it's quite different doing this cultural correspondence section, even though we've not got the correct microphones. My microphone isn't too good today, but not to worry. But yeah, can I see this part?
Okay.
Also zurück ins Studio mit Andrea und Mia.
Ja, genau. Und tschüss.
Well, that is it for this episode. A pretty complicated episode of Coffee Break German. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Of course, there's lots more as usual. You can find the bonus listening materials, the video version and the lesson notes all over at coffeebreakgermanplus.com. Do head over there to find out more.
Why don't you let us know something about your past? Hast du immer deine Hausaufgaben gemacht? Hattest du ein Haustier? Post a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman.
And of course, we're also on Twitter at Learn German and on Instagram at Coffee Break German. That's it for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back again soon with more. Until then, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.